Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So, Mike, this is a nearly $43 billion budget, only slightly higher than last year's budget. It's an opening salvo of sorts, though, right? Because we've talked several times about tax hikes to pay for big-ticket items such as education and transportation, but this budget doesn't have really any of those.
That's right. This is kind of a baseline, clean budget, so to speak. It is very similar to last year's budget. It does not get involved in any of the new revenues that even Governor Baker had suggested in his budget proposal from last month. Baker wanted to add taxes on things like e-cigarettes and vapes and to do a couple other things with real estate transactions, things like that, to bring in a little bit more money. The House said that they could balance their budget without those new taxes. However, in every discussion yesterday with Ways and Means Chairman Aaron Mikowicz or Speaker Robert DeLeo, it became very, very clear that the revenue conversation is going to happen later this year, meaning this budget's going to get done and passed, hopefully, and then lawmakers are going to concentrate on what kind of revenue, what kind of money do they need to raise in order to fund schools the way they want to, in order to fund the transportation systems the way they want to.
Of course, there is money in the budget for things like education, just not as much, I think, as what people think needs to be allocated toward this topic. But this budget proposal has a little bit more funding than what the governor is proposing for education, right?
Yes, there is. And if you look at most of these budget proposals, it's almost a gamesmanship kind of thing where each chamber tries to add more to local aid and school funding each time. But if you talk to people at the district level, all of these incremental increases are nice, but it's really a drop in the bucket compared to the severity of the problem. What is probably going to happen eventually is an overhauling of the formula that these districts are paid by the state, meaning that they're going to kind of start from scratch. A lot of districts are very, very close to suing the state over inadequate funding to begin with. So these kind of incremental increases are nice to have, but it is not a solution to the overall problem.
That's right. We heard from Fall River Superintendent of Schools this week saying that he was considering a lawsuit over this very issue. So when DeLeo says there will be a debate on raising taxes and looking at the education funding formula, these are controversial and emotional issues, really. I mean, they're very personal across the state. So what does the timeline look like for that? I mean, we saw last session they ran out of time for a lot of these kind of big ticket things.
Yeah, if you remember last session, they ran out of time at the end of that formal session because of the budget. There was a lack of agreement on the budget. That final budget, the compromise between the House and the Senate, came in very, very late. That took away a lot of time from other issues. I think right now there is an acknowledgement that they need to get this non-controversial, non-dramatic budget through as early as they can, or at least on time, so that when July and August roll around, they can concentrate on things like a revenue discussion or transportation or things like that. So having some stability in the budget process probably bodes well for a real robust discussion that won't, die when the clock runs out.
Gotcha. So he really is trying to set the scene for this debate that will be hashed out a little later on. So what's next in the budget process? Now, as you mentioned, the governor released his, the House has released theirs, and now we're waiting for the Senate, and there's a little bit of gamesmanship here. So do you have any kind of insight into what we might expect there and what the timeline is?
It's a bit of a game of volleyball or, ping pong back and forth between the chambers and what the governor does. Basically, the House will amend their budget in a couple of weeks. Then the Senate will kind of roll out their budget plan and do the same thing. Each chamber will pass one. Then they will compromise. That's the real meat of it, is how the House and the Senate agree to spend on things. After that, because there is a Democratic supermajority, the objections and vetoes of Governor Baker don't really matter because the legislature will just override them. Hopefully, we'll have something by the end of June.
And that's Mike Dee, NWCAI State House reporter. Mike, thanks so much, and we'll talk to you next week.
Great to be with you.